This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to a special edition dedicated to the Humboldt Broncos, the victims of Friday's bus crash, and their families. We focus on them today. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison will join us in moments, as well as three players who have all been touched by this tragedy. Tri-City Americans goaltender Patrick Day, former Kamloops Blazer goaltender Connor Ingram sharing his message now in the American Hockey League, and a special night for Matteo Gennaro earlier this week in Swift Current. We begin this week's show talking about the Humboldt Broncos and the community of Humboldt. Ron Robison is the commissioner of the WHL. He joins us on the line. And first, Ron, this is a tragedy that not only strikes the hockey world, but really has touched a lot of people across Canada and the U.S. Just a devastating situation unfolding in Humboldt last weekend.
Well, not only are all of us associated with the Western Hockey League and our clubs, but it's the entire hockey community, the community of Humboldt, the province of Saskatchewan, the entire country, and arguably across the world. This has impacted on everyone who understands how sports teams travel by bus largely, and particularly hockey teams on the provinces in Western Canada, as we know, travel extensively by bus for games. And it's a devastating for everybody concerned, and our hearts certainly are out to the parents and to the families and everyone involved and impacted by this terrible accident.
And your reaction to the WHL teams here in the playoffs doing some outstanding tributes before the game we've seen here in the playoffs?
Well, the WHL and our clubs are doing everything we can to support the Humboldt Broncos, and we've reached out to them. Certainly the most important thing is to provide the support the families need who are dealing with this terrible tragedy. But yes, we have honored the Broncos by having decals on our helmets and doing moment silence and so forth in each of our locations. So that's the very least we can do to recognize this terrible situation.
On a personal note, I know you're from small town Saskatchewan, so this has to reach you as well.
Yes, in fact, I played a few games in Humboldt back in the 70s and remember the community very fondly and, of course, understand the importance the Broncos hockey team has to that community and how closely attached they are. And you can see by the outpouring of support, it's been a tremendous response. And certainly anybody from Saskatchewan and small communities such as Humboldt really know how it affects everybody, not only in the community, but the surrounding area.
Well, it's been heartwarming to see the reaction and just the outpouring of support for Humboldt and the Broncos. Ron, appreciate you spending some time to share your thoughts here on WHL This Week.
Thank you, John.
Matteo Gennaro of the Swift Current Broncos is playing with a heavy heart in these WHL playoffs. He lost a good friend in Stephen Wack in the Humboldt bus crash, a defenseman for the Broncos. And just days after the accident, he would lead the Swift Current Broncos in Game 4 against the Moose Jaw Warriors, tied at 2 in double overtime.
Now Gennaro's got it. Score!
Sean Mullen on the call there. That goal in double OT, also Gennaro's hat-trick goal in the 3-2 win. He was emotional afterwards.
I just know I had an angel watching over me tonight, and yeah, it was pretty special to be a part of. Speechless, really.
Broncos and Warriors continue a fantastic second-round series into the weekend.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
The Tri-City Americans are through to the Western Conference Final after sweeping the Victoria Royals, led by the strong play of goaltender Patrick Day. He's been playing with a heavy heart. He spoke with play-by-play voice Craig West.
Joining us, the goaltender of the week, Patrick Day. And first off, congratulations. You're having quite the run. 2 shutouts, 5 games.
Yeah, thanks. The guys are playing real good hockey and making my job a little bit easier. You know, they're clearing away second and third chances, so we're all clicking right now, and hopefully we can keep making a good push here.
It's kind of a storybook year for you, because going into a week before training camp, you're a man without a country. You didn't have a team, and you might tell the people how you came about being a Tri-City American, because it's a great story.
Yeah, I think it was definitely some nervous times throughout the summer, and I was fortunate enough to get an opportunity. My dad gave Bob a call, and he gave me the opportunity to come into camp, and sort of just had to work for everything I got, and it's ended up working out this year, and it's been awesome to come down to try and meet all the new faces in the room, and we're really working towards one goal right now, and it was kind of our goal going into the season, knowing we'd have a pretty strong team, and guys are starting to sacrifice, and everything's just sort of going well for us right now.
I think on Friday night, and on a personal side, it was tough. You get a shutout, you're up one game to nothing, and you come out and find out about the Humboldt Broncos, and you had personal friends, and I know on your Facebook page you had a picture of a friend, and it's been tough times for you, for a coin, I know for Sawchuck, several of the guys. I mean, hockey is a small place, a small world.
Yeah, for sure. The city I grew up in St. Albert, I think there was five guys with connections to the Raiders club that I grew up playing for, and I was close with Stephen Wack. We were good friends, and grew up going to school together, and then I played midget with Connor Lucan, and grew up playing hockey with Jackson Joseph too. So it's a tough time, and everyone's got a great support system with the hockey world, and with your family and friends and stuff. So it's going to take everyone, but I think we're all going to get through it together.
I know it really hit me seeing Chris Joseph, a guy I'd watched living in Portland back in the 80s when he played D for the Seattle Thunderbirds. And it kind of hit home then, over 500 games in the NHL, and it's like, hey, we know these guys, and they've got families, and it was just devastating to see. And then you look too, and then you're watching on TV, Lane Zablocki's dad is the spokesperson for the RSMP. I mean, it just really hit home to the league.
Yeah, I think, in my time in the league, I've been on the bus for numerous hours, and you never think it would happen to you, and it's just kind of, it's a tough time. You think the bus is a safe place, and for something like that terrible to happen, it really makes you think, and it's just important that you tell the people you love, you tell them you love them every day, and you keep in touch with old friends, and I know me personally, I've been in touch with some different guys I grew up playing with that I haven't talked to in quite some time, so it's kind of neat how the hockey world brings everybody together, and it's such a small community, and it's good to see all the support that everyone's getting, kind of thing.
Well, congratulations on the award. I like your choice of hats, the Dodger hat. Keep it going. Maybe it'll bring them some good luck, too.
Will do. Thanks, Wesley. Thanks for having me.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
Former Blazer Connor Ingram spent 2 years in Humboldt and was deeply affected by this tragedy, losing friend, team captain for the Broncos, Logan Schatz, in the crash. He's in the American Hockey League with the Syracuse Crunch. Humboldt Strong was something you adopted on the back of your mask. Tell me about that, and also the pledge you'll make to donate to the cause.
On the back of my mask, I've always had four initials with me that people I've lost in my life, and I decided when I was in Kamloops, actually, it was my first mask. I put their initials on there so they could come with me on my journey, because they never got to have their own. So I put Humboldt Strong on there, and I added another set of initials there for a buddy I lost.
This hits you pretty close to home, considering how close you were with your friend.
Yeah, obviously, I knew four of them on the bus, and miraculously, three of the four I knew, they made it out. One I did lose. He played with him for 2 years and some summer hockey, and he was at my grad, and he's one of those guys that in hockey, if you're done playing, you might not talk for a while, but as soon as you see him out or you see him around, you never skip a beat with those guys. And unfortunately, he didn't make it through it.
You also have a connection with the community. You played your midget hockey in Humboldt as well, and this is something that reaches you for sure, even on the community level of the situation.
Yeah, obviously it's a community that's pretty close to us. Like you said, I played my first year bantam there, and I played my first year midget there too. It's a community that from the first time you step on the ice to the junior team, you're always a Bronco and stuff. It hits so close to home, and for it to happen in the hockey world, it's something you always take for granted.
We mentioned the GoFundMe account, and you're also doing your part here on a charitable side to help out those affected here. Tell us what you're doing there with the Crunch.
Yeah, we a radio guy started it. He donated $1 for every save I made for the rest of the season. So I jumped on that and pledged to match whatever he does. And you know, Mom and Dad said they do the same. And I know even a couple of guys on the team said that they do it too. So it's good that we can do our part. I think on Saturday here, we're going to wear some Humboldt jerseys for the boys back home and auction them off after. And they left me to decide what charity we want to give it to. But even being so far away, it's good to have some sort of impact.
Well, Connor, no doubt a tough stretch that we're all going through here in the hockey community. And it's great to see what you're doing and the tribute you're paying from Humboldt and the people involved in this horrific tragedy. Connor, thanks for being our guest. Best of luck there in the Calder Cup playoffs, and we'll be watching you here from back home. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hours after recording this interview, Connor Ingram went out and posted a 38-save shutout in a 1-0 victory over the Rochester Americans. Hey, that's the show this week. I want to say thanks to Craig West, thanks to the commissioner, and thanks to our guests this week. We'll keep Humboldt in our thoughts. I'm John Keane.